T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Riggs and Ali. Riggs and Ali. Weekday mornings. And always on demand with the Odyssey app or at 1037kissfm.com.
Hi.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Ali.
Well, well, well. We know Britney Spears is not happy about her little sister writing a memoir and making profits off it. She had first tried to name it after Britney's song lyric, I Must Confess, to which she then realized that's not going to work. I better change the name since I'm exploiting my sister and trying to make money off of her. But I've been there for her not at all in her whole journey.
Britney's been exploited enough. Let's stop enough. With that now. Can we?
Enough.
Can it stop?
So, what did Jamie Lynn Spears think she was going to do to spin the narrative? She was going to donate some of the proceeds for her memoir to a mental health organization.
Uh-huh. Which one?
This Is My Brave is the name of the organization.
Okay.
And the organization at first said, great, and then got all this backlash like, hold on, you're being really hypocritical here. She's been part of the problem with the person who has the mental health issues. No, that you're playing the wrong side here. Now she's using you to make herself look like she cares.
For them.
So they turned down. They said, you know what, we changed our mind. We realized after all the backlash, we probably shouldn't be accepting any money from your memoir, which you're using to exploit your sister who has mental health issues or has had them. You get the picture.
If you're going to donate money, how about donate it to your sister?
Yeah.
She could probably, you're probably where you are because of her. Without, were it not for Britney, Jamie Lynn Spears probably would not be anything.
No. And now she'd be a pregnant 16-year-old
yes.
who'd be living in West Dallas like the rest of us, who has a 7-year-old now and she's 25.
You'd
and welcome to the real world.
You'd be trash, girl. You'd be trash.
But, I mean, listen, Jamie Lynn Spears needs to just stay out of the way. She's causing more problems for herself trying to make her career.
Do you even care about hearing her side of the story at all?
No, I could care less about Jamie Lynn Spears' like perspective on it.
Somebody will buy the Lifetime movie, though.
I want to hear Britney's perspective.
Too.
That's it.
Yeah. So is today a bones day or not a bones day?
I don't know. It's really weird you said this because I got a literal package of bones yesterday.
What kind of bones?
Cheetos bones.
Oh, that's right. Those Cheetos bones they do for Halloween,
they
right?
They make them. My mom sends them now every year.
Those
she
are awesome.
Sent them yesterday. So Hudson was making a skeleton with his bones on the dirty island in the kitchen. It was great.
Oh, nice.
And then he put them in his mouth. It was great.
Oh. Well, those bones are to eat. These bones belong to a 13-year-old pug that's like
what?
This tiny little mush of dog. It's just the cutest thing you've ever seen. You know
okay.
what a pug looks like, right?
Yeah, of course.
The smashed face.
Yeah.
This is like the laziest dog in the world. So this guy has a dog, and basically every day on his TikTok, he lifts up the dog while it's sleeping, and if the dog stands up, it's a bones day. Which means like you should go and conquer the day and do something amazing with the day.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you're going to have a good day. Or if the dog just falls back down and plops on the ground,
mm-hmm.
like it usually does, because it's a 13-year-old lazy pug, then it's a no bones day. So
why
stay home.
I don't get the name.
It's just a thing.
Is
like
there,
if
what's
he's,
the, how
if
does it he's, correlate the name to make sense
meaning the
in
bones
my mind.
That he's standing up and using his bones when he's standing up.
It's bones day.
Bones day.
Working
you're going to stand
bones,
up.
You okay.
Use your bones. You're going to stand up and be strong and take on the day. Or you just lay over like, yeah, you can take the day off. You don't have to do much today. If it's a bones day or a not bones day. And I found this out yesterday when I was doing research on TikTok about this guy I was interviewing for my Mental Health Monday podcast.
Okay.
That's where the whole bones, no bones thing came up. It's one
That's
of those
why,
random
like, why
things
don't you just
on TikTok.
Say I'm having a lazy day and I don't want to go
exactly.
do anything. Why do we have to name it something on TikTok
because,
always?
Because then you can look at a pug and you can let a pug determine what your day is going to be.
Do
it's
you think
way
I'm
better
let
that
a
way.
Pug tell me what
yes.
kind of day I'm
we
about
do,
to have.
We do it with a groundhog. Why wouldn't we do it with a pug?
Okay, listen.
it's like a modern day horoscope on TikTok.
What I feel like's happening right now? This is like when I have conversations with my 10-year-old and he's like thinks he's like making a reasonable point. And I'm like, I don't get it. And he's like, isn't this a great idea? And I'm like, I don't get it. And he's like, Mom, it's like literally you're like talking to one of my kids. You're like,
but listen,
let me explain why it's so cool.
So I'm telling you this now, when your kids bring up later they saw on TikTok about bones or no bones with Noodle the pug, you'll know what the hell he's talking about. You'll go, oh yeah.
You get very into the TikTok lingo, Riggs.
Yes.
You always come in like every 3 weeks with a new saying from TikTok that I've never heard and then I never hear again.
They come and go all the time.
What the hell?
All the time. It was the kid that broke a table last week. Oh no, our table, it's broken last week. This week it's a bones or no bugs, bones or no bones pug. Mm-hmm. So I figured I'd get you up to date on the TikTok lingo.
Thank you so much. But my algorithm doesn't show me anything about bones on TikTok.
Soon. It will. It will soon. You'll see that damn pug on your TikTok, I'm sure of it.
Ah, the pug.
We'll be in the 70s again today. It's 103.7 Kiss FM.
Ooh.
Nice.
I picked up my kids from school.
Yeah?
They had on sweatshirts, sweatpants yesterday, and Owen had on one of those winter hats that look like our damn Russian hat, where they, full
with
fur.
With the floppy ears?
I'm like, it's 75. Take off the fur hat, dude.
Yeah, but in the morning, it was 45, so we needed it in the morning.
Well, it wasn't at 3:30 when I picked him up from school.
It's the problem with fall.
Unbelievable.
Have you seen those giant, huge pumpkins that people grow? Like, people grow them competitively.
Like, it's like a competition.
You'll see them out at the farm sometimes. They're bigger than normal. Mm-hmm. This guy grew a 2,500-pound pumpkin.
What?
2,500 pounds.
My God.
And it would have won him $20,000, except for one thing.
Hmm.
There was a crack in it. A fingernail-sized crack. Apparently, you have to have a perfectly grown pumpkin.
Oh, well, there you go. Then he's out.
I didn't realize the guy was from Wisconsin until I started hearing the guy talk. And
My name's Mike Schmidt, and I grow giant pumpkins. Pumpkins are like ice cream. Everyone loves them. Some people say we're crazy, but, you know, we're just people that like to have a little fun out in the dirt. This is a giant pumpkin. It weighs in at 2,520 pounds. This pumpkin would have won this year. So you're looking at a pumpkin that would have been worth $20,000. Crack was the size of a fingernail. It happens.
Wow.
There's no crying in pumpkin growing.
There's no crying in pumpkin growing. Do you know what happened with my pumpkins yesterday?
What?
My kids painted them. They were sitting on the windowsill. You ready for this? Bella, it didn't even occur to me. They're food. Didn't even occur to me, dude. Pumpkins are food. Bella pulled one off the counter, tried to bite into it. You can see teeth marks. And I'm like, Bella, there's paint on these. What are you doing? I had to put them outside.
Does she like the paint? Has she ever tried to eat a pumpkin before?
No, because I never had pumpkins in the house. She tried to eat the pumpkins, dude.
The pumpkins are food.
Yes. I was like, I guess this makes sense, Bella, but leave the pumpkins alone.
It's a vegetable like any other gourd. Of course it's a food. Your dog just wants to eat everything.
Right?
Like any dogs. Kiss FM.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
All right, I didn't even realize she had a man because she never posts them, but I guess that's why you wait till you're like a year in to make them Instagram official, really.
Just in case.
Yeah, Megan Thee Stallion posted, it's been a great year together. I'm like, I thought you were a hot girl single chick. What's going on? You're in a relationship? You've been fooling me this whole time. What happened to Hot Girl Summer, Meg? What happened?
The Hot Girl Summer got her wifed up summer almost.
Well, apparently, a year ago, the Hot Girl Summer got her wifed up because she's been with Party Fontaine, who's a rapper, and they look really happy on Instagram. So I'm happy for her because there's a whole lot of pictures and they all involve her butt, which is her moneymaker.
Yeah, that is.
He's even drinking. She's holding a drink in her butt cheeks and he's got a straw drinking out of it. I can't believe you can hold that cup in between your butt cheeks. That's amazing.
That takes amazing talent.
She can twerk. I mean, you can't do that stuff without a big butt. What?
Without breaking the glass.
My God, that makes my... That makes me hurt thinking about it.
If that was a glass, oh no.
Maybe it's plastic.
No. Shards in it,
anyway, I saw this funny Instagram meme I had to share with you, Riggs. It said something like that I was going to post. It said, if I ever post a dude again, it's an ad and he paid for it. And I was like, that looks like something Megan Thee Stallion would post. Not anymore. She's in love.
So Hot Girl Summer turned into Wifed Up Fall. What happens now?
Celebrating their 1-year anniversary, Megan Thee Stallion. And she's saying forever in her post. So.
Oh. Oh.
A year and forever.
Okay.
All right, are you ready?
Yes.
Are you ready for today's Am I the Jerk?
Friends and money never equals a good situation.
It's a bad combo a lot of times if you got the wrong friends.
Mm-hmm.
If your friends aren't the type to just Venmo you, you got a problem.
Right. Lay it on me. What is it?
All right. So this is from Sarah. I know you hate that name, but you're going to have to deal with it. That's her name, Riggs. Okay.
All right, with Sarah. It's Kelly I have a problem with.
Okay, fine. Sarah wrote in. She said, I have a friend who has been really down on her luck. She lost her job due to downsizing last year. And she's had trouble finding work since. So I offer her rides if she needs them. I take her food and sometimes even help her pay her bills if she can't afford things like electricity, the basics.
Yeah.
Well, she always seems grateful for the help. But then I noticed something yesterday. She has a new tattoo on her leg.
Huh?
At first, I thought I was dreaming. Surely this friend of mine with no money couldn't afford a new tattoo. Well, it turns out it was real. And when I confronted her about the new tattoo and questioned how she could afford it, she said it's the only thing she's done for herself in a year, that I shouldn't take this mistake and assume she isn't responsible. But all I see is an ungratefully irresponsible person. I have no desire to help her anymore. It's killing me because I genuinely want to help her get it together, but my gut says stop helping. So am I the jerk? Sarah wants to know. Her friend, she's been helping her. Then she sees a new tattoo on her leg and goes, hold on.
Right.
Hold on.
Look, I'm all about self-care.
Yes.
Which I understand.
Yes.
Sometimes you need to do things for yourself, especially when you've been down on your luck. It's been a rough year for a lot of people.
You need something. Yeah.
Yes.
Fair.
So
What is your outlet?
I can see her friend's side of the story wanting to do something for her.
Mm-hmm.
I would just wonder, what else is she doing for herself if she's getting a tattoo? What else? Because if that's the one thing, the only thing she's done for herself.
Mm-hmm. I get it. The tattoo is her creative expression. It's some kind of, I get it, with the mental health. I get what you're getting at. But what if I wanted to go buy a nice coat? And just one time to take care of myself, you'd be like, you can't afford it.
And these aren't necessary things either. You're not talking about an electric bill. Like she said, she was helping with electric bills.
Or a coat. Like
yes.
I brought up
coat.
As a good example.
Yes.
It's a tattoo. So is Sarah the jerk? We're going to let the listener decide. 414-799-1037. That number works for text and calls.
It sure does. Yes. 414-799-1037. You can also download our Odyssey app. So if you're getting somewhere, you can take the conversation with you because your phone is your radio with the Odyssey app, AUDACY.
So today on Riggs and Allie, it's Am I the Jerk?
Uh-huh.
Sarah wrote in and she has a friend who's been down on her luck, lost her job last year because of downsizing, hasn't been able to find anything steady since. So Sarah offers her rides, brings her food, even pays her bills sometimes if it's a necessity like electricity. But then she saw her friend has a new tattoo on her leg.
Yeah.
So she called her on it. The friend said, I made a mistake. It's just one thing I did for myself in a year. But Sarah doesn't want to help her friend out anymore. So Sarah wants to know, am I the jerk? Let's go to Anne in West Dallas.
An accidental tattoo? A mistake?
Well, she's saying it was a bad choice.
Yeah, it was.
That's all.
Yes. A poor life decision.
Yeah. Anne.
Anne, good morning.
Good morning.
What do you think? Is Sarah a jerk?
No, I don't think Sarah's a jerk at all. I think her friend is kind of a jerk for saying that it's self-care. And I think self-care can also be paying your own bills.
There you go.
You know, that's a great way to rebuild confidence and self-esteem when you've been down, for sure. Having responsibilities.
Taking
care of yourself and things. Absolutely.
Uh-huh.
That's fair.
She can say that, you know, sure, I need self-care, you know, then I spent that money on a tattoo or whatever, but then she doesn't have to take money from her friend anymore either.
Ah, nice twist, Anne. I like it.
So you think the friend should stop taking the money too, is what you're saying?
She's saying if the friend's a decent person.
Yeah.
Interesting. All right, I like it.
So you say not a jerk.
No, not at all.
Okay, thank you so much for calling this morning, Anne.
Thanks, Anne. Brittany's in Milwaukee.
Hi, Brittany.
Hi.
Do you think she's a jerk, Sarah, for cutting off her friend?
Oh, yeah. She's definitely a jerk.
Oh, go on.
Oh, no. Her friend's a jerk. Sorry,
oh, the friend's
Sarah.
A jerk. Oh, I thought you had a... she's going to stick up for the tattoo lady.
Okay.
Oh, absolutely not. I would be so embarrassed if that's something that I chose to do. Like, I don't know. I'm just too proud to ask for help.
Yeah.
So, like, in the fact that... You know your friend's spending money that she also has to use to pay her bills and do all that kind of stuff. And the fact that, like, she's gone out of her way to do that, which is, like, super sweet and nice. But then there's that point where you just got to cut it off and be like, okay, so clearly you don't know how to, like, I get it. Like, she wants self-care, but there's also more small ways, like Anne said before, like, I don't know, paying your bills so you have a place to live.
Well, that's
electricity.
A tattoo feels like a luxury item almost. It'd be like if she went and bought herself a new iPhone or something like that, or bought a new laptop. You'd be like, you're struggling to make bills.
A laptop's a good way.
You're struggling to make bills, but you're buying a laptop for yourself?
Phones are everyday needs nowadays for people.
Okay.
It's actually like an accessibility to things. But a computer, would send me over the edge.
A laptop.
You come in with a laptop, it's on, okay? I don't think so. No.
I definitely agree. She needs to be an adult and take care of her stuff. And if she can do that,
that's fair.
So you're saying that she's not a jerk. Sarah's not a jerk.
No.
All right.
Because her friend.
Definitely not.
No.
Thank you for calling. Appreciate you listening.
So if you're just tuning in, the story, Am I a Jerk? Sarah wrote in and said she has a friend who's been down on her luck and she's been helping her out with rides, money, food. And now the friend went and got a new tattoo.
Showed up with new ink.
And she was like, the friend apologized.
You got money for nice tattoos.
Joy is in Milwaukee.
Good morning, Joy. Do you think this Sarah's a jerk for cutting off her friend?
Yes, I do.
Okay. New perspective.
Only because I feel like if we're helping people, we don't get to put stipulation on them, because what you're doing out of the kindness of your heart, right? Now, if she can cut off money-wise, like, hey, I don't like how you mismanage your money, so the only help you get from me is advice. I'll give you a ride, because clearly a tattoo is not a car. So, hey, she may need help with a ride, right?
Right.
And we don't know what type of tattoo it was. Who knows if that tattoo was symbolic to her in some way, for motivation in some sort, to keep pushing and to keep going. Who knows? So I'm a logical person. I try to find the good in everything. So it just depends on how you look at it.
I like the way you look at that, Joy. You embody your name.
Joy is very happy. Yes. But then when does it become enabling? That's the problem with this dilemma. You know what I mean?
That is true. Mm-hmm. So that's the reason why I say, hey, when you see that a person is mistaking your kindness or they're using you in some sort, and that most definitely happens, people do it, then you cut them off.
Yeah.
You cut them off, but you continue to be their friend.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because you never know what you may say to a person on one day that may be something good that catapults them to something new, or may push them in the right direction.
All right, Joy.
That's true.
I just don't want to cut them off, but I'm not going to give you no more of my cash.
Right. Uh-huh. Someone texted in and said, if somebody helped me for a year, I'd get them a tattoo. It's totally selfish.
They're
saying Sarah should have been the one that she bought a tattoo for, not herself.
Thank you for helping me so much. Joy, appreciate you listening this morning.
When you're broke and God blesses you with something, hey, this is my blessing. This is something I'm doing for me.
Joy, you say that she's being a jerk by judging a friend for the tattoo. Cutting her off. Okay. You had the tattoo woman's side. Thank you so much for calling this morning.
Yeah. Seeing all your texts coming in, I mean, some people are saying she's not a jerk. A lot of people are saying she is a jerk.
Is it a split decision?
Not really. No. No.
Could we say she's a jerk, you think? With good reason. That was two out of three.
Sarah's not the jerk.
I don't think she is either.
The friend who got the tattoo is the jerk.
At least have a conversation with the friend that got the tattoo. Like, look, if you keep doing luxury type things, I'm going to stop giving you money. And like Joy said, just give you advice. Yeah. That's all you're getting is advice.
And the people that texted in, well, how much was the tattoo? It could be from $20 to $200. I don't think it matters, because she's given her money to help her pay for things like electricity and given her food. And it doesn't matter. She took money that could have gone to something else.
True, yeah. All right. Thanks for the calls and the text. I thought I was being a good friend yesterday.
Honest to God, I've never been more confused about who I'm mad at. I don't know if I'm mad at myself.
Me?
I don't know if I'm mad at Riggs. I don't even know who I'm mad at. I'm so confused.
Here's what happened yesterday. Allie walks in here. What were you? I don't remember what you were showing me.
6 a.m. That's just important to the story that it was the beginning of the day.
Was it that early? Okay.
It was.
You women are so good with details.
Yes.
Great with details.
It's important to the story that it was the very beginning of the day yesterday, because I came over to show you something, because we're in different studios, but I come over there all the time, and I was showing you something on my phone.
Yeah, and I look to you, and I get kind of a whiff of something, and I go, did you put on deodorant today?
Literally, first thing out of his mouth, I lean in with my phone, go, check this out, and Riggs, that's what you said.
Because I had to do a double smell, because the smell was not here until you walked into the room, and I was like, I have to be. I have to say something. And a good friend. It would be like if you had spinach in your teeth or something on your face. I would say something.
I've said it 1,000 times, and I mean it. If I smell or have spinach in my teeth or a booger in my nose, I want you to tell me.
Yes.
I stand by that. So I was appreciative that you went, hey, did you put deodorant on? But here's the problem. And this is why it's important we talk about it being at 6. I had just gotten out of the shower less than an hour earlier. I had even washed my hair, ladies. So you can imagine the woman smell I'm carrying on my body from the shampoo and the soap.
Yeah.
And I put deodorant on. I remembered putting my deodorant on.
Yeah.
And for me to walk in after I just got out of the shower, I was like flustered because I was confused. I was like, what do you mean I smell? Like, I want you to tell me when I smell, but this doesn't make any sense.
I don't know what it was either. And I was sniffing. I went directly under your pit. I went right in there and it wasn't there.
I had a sweatshirt on and there was a tank top underneath it. So I lifted up the sweatshirt and I'm like, see, I put deodorant on, bro.
I could see it. The little residue because you had just done it not that long ago. It was early.
I had just gotten out of the shower. I'm like, so now I had a complex, but I turned to Riggs and I go, I'm so confused. I took a crazy long shower with lots of soap and shampoo. I put on deodorant, and like a half an hour later, you're telling me I stink. I don't understand.
You said something about your boys because they've had some stenches coming out of them lately. I can only imagine how much a 8 and a 10-year-old boy smell.
But I always assumed I didn't stink. If I can smell him, I don't smell like him, is my theory. Like, you know, sometimes people would be, oh, I'll smell the same. They don't have the awareness because it's normal. So you threw. My only guess is that it was the sweatshirt I had on.
Had to be.
Because it was new.
Yeah.
And I didn't wash it before I wore it. So sometimes new garments get the weirdest smells.
They do.
And so I said, Riggs, I don't know what to tell you, but I have a complex. And so what did I do yesterday? I went to Target and I bought a totally new brand of deodorant. And while I was shopping for my own son's deodorant problems, I said, Riggs gave me such a complex that I bought a new brand of deodorant like 3 hours after he told me I smelled. I'm still confused.
You're welcome. Maybe, I don't know.
I think my feelings would have been hurt if I hadn't showered. Because I knew I was clean, I was confused.
That makes sense.
Had I not showered, I would have just been mortified and run into a hole and never said anything again.
I also know what I smell, though, and it was not here when you weren't in the room, and when you walked in the room, it was here, and it left when you left.
Nobody wants to be the smelly kid. Like, nobody, okay? I appreciate you telling me that, but I still don't know.
Let me smell you again. Get over here.
Hold on, because I got new deodorant on. Hold on.
Yeah, get over here right now, because if I can put my nose right in your armpit again like I did yesterday. Bring it over here. Come on. Let me smell you. Hold on.
Note that I've been here for, what time is it? Okay, so it's not 6 a.m., it's 8.
We have multiple microphones in here. Use that one.
Okay, so keep in mind that it's 8 o'clock now, not 6, but I put deodorant on. Hold on, you ready?
Oh, you got your Nerdy for Gertie shirt on. I love that.
The shirt you got me. I'm not lifting. I can't. Just... Oh, smell the new stuff. Is it good or bad? This is a different
brand. That's good. That's good. What is that?
This is Dove. This is Dove.
Yeah, that's good. No, you don't smell today. You smell good today. You smell very good today.
Oh, the day?
Today.
Oh, really?
Today you do, yes.
The day I didn't wash my hair.
Yeah, you smell great today.
Riggs is telling me, so the day I wash my hair, I stink. And the day I don't wash my hair, I smell good. What the hell? I quit. I don't understand.
It smells good today. Whatever you're doing, keep doing it.
I don't know what I'm doing. That's the problem.
Isn't that the way life is?
Yes.
We don't know what we're doing on this show. It's fine. It's 103.7 Kiss FM.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Pretty bad when you want to give money to charity and they say, no thanks, we're good here, which is exactly what happened with Britney Spears' little sister, Jamie Lynn.
Yeah.
She got this memoir, whatever, book coming out. A memoir sounds funny in your 20s,
it does.
Whatever. She's lived a lot of life. Anyway.
Presidents and like established professors write memoirs.
Yeah. Well, you've lived a lot of life. I guess they have, the Spears sisters. Anyway, Jamie Lynn had been getting heat from Britney about this book. At first, Jamie Lynn tried to name it I Must Confess, which is stealing Britney's lyric line.
From Baby One More Time,
She had to change the name. Then Britney said Jamie has no clue what's going on. Basically, just trying to make money and exploit her sister is the way Britney felt about it. So Jamie Lynn continues on writing this book and then thinks, well, I'll just put some of the proceeds of the book towards a mental health organization and people won't beat me up as much, I think, she thought. Or to say she cares. But then the mental health organization came back. It's called This Is My Brave. They came back and said, well, we've decided not to accept any money from Jamie Lynn Spears. We're not going to take any of the charity because of all the feedback we got from people when we said we were going to take it. They said, we're sorry to anyone we've offended, because she's basically
exploiting Britney.
Exploiting her and her mental health stuff.
Yeah.
And then trying to cover it with, but if I donate, then I'm not exploiting my sisters. Like, no.
You still
are. If
you're
not even in her life, like, get the hell out and write a book about yourself.
Yeah. Do you think it'd be different if Jamie Lynn was very supportive throughout the whole process and was, like, there for her sister?
Yes.
She was like, yes, I'm here for you, Britney. That would make it different, because she wasn't, and that's why it's such a clown move. Because people may say, well, she has to tell her story. People want to hear her side of the story.
But if she wasn't supportive of the mental health before, don't use it now to make money on your own book and make it look like you're doing this for all the right reasons. And we all know you're cashing in on the hotness of your sister right now.
Yeah.
Period.
Uh-huh.
Right?
103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning. It's Riggs and Allie.
What is your beef?
My beef, Allie, is with vegetarians. Not all, but a select few that I've encountered over the past maybe 6 or 8 months.
Why?
Do you know, what do you think of when you think of a vegetarian?
No meat.
Okay, no meat at all.
No meat.
Are you familiar with vegan, what a vegan would be?
Means no dairy products, right?
No animal products at all. Mm-hmm. If it comes from an animal.
No animal, period, right.
If it has a face, they don't eat it, essentially. Mm-hmm.
Got it. Mm-hmm.
So I have a couple of friends that claim to be vegetarians.
Okay.
But I have witnessed on more than one occasion these friends cheat. And they've done, like, they'll be, like, Baconarians. Like, I like bacon. I'll eat bacon, but I don't eat any other meats. Or I'll eat a steak, but I won't eat any other meats. I'll eat fish, but I won't eat other meats.
Stop. I have a friend who's been a vegetarian for 15 years. She eats fish, and that's it.
Then you're a pescatarian.
Fine.
That's what you are.
She just started eating fish a few years ago, but that's the only thing she'll touch.
Then I'm saying own up to what you are. You know,
do you ask the friend, it's more importantly to ask, why did they become a vegetarian?
Because of the health benefits, both of them. None of them are like the animal reasons. They're all like the health benefits.
Right.
And I've read the health benefits on plant-based diets.
Honest to God.
I could go on and on about it. I understand.
What I'm saying.
I get
it. My girlfriend, who's been a vegetarian for years, does it because her gut has so many problems when she eats meat. And so when she occasionally has one, it's more about her health, not the moral part of why you don't want to eat an animal, right? Or whatever your thing is.
I'm just saying, if you're a vegetarian, why don't you just commit to it? You're not a vegetarian if you go off the diet every once in a while.
Fair.
You just call it what it is. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. You can't just, well, I like bacon. I'll eat bacon every once in a while. Well, I had the gravy and there was sausage in the gravy. I'll have that every once
in a
while.
But it's not like they were addicted. It's not like an addict going, I'm going to have a drink once in a while. They're having a piece of meat. Look, I get it. It doesn't make sense.
That's what it is.
I don't understand, but you're making it sound like they're an addict. They can have a damn piece of meat once in a while. They might be a hypocrite.
Of course.
But they can eat the meat once in a while.
And there's nothing wrong with it. Then don't call yourself a vegetarian.
Fair.
You can't claim to be a vegetarian if you eat meat. Mm. You can't.
The age-old debate.
You are now an omnivore, is what you are. What do you think? Or if you are like that, then explain yourself. Explain yourself, vegetarian who goes to meat every once in a while. I'm only a vegetarian, except for brats. Get out of here.
How could I forget to tell you the best story ever? When I was like 10, I saw the movie City Slickers.
Yeah.
And I told my parents I was going to become a vegetarian because the movie was so sad, right? And then I did it for 3 days and I quit.
There you go. And that's fine if you tried it and it didn't work. That's okay.
Well, I was 12 or 10, whatever. My parents refused to cook different foods for me. I had to eat what I could eat.
So vegetarians that go off the vegetarian path, explain yourself, please. 414-799-1037. You can call or you can text that number, too. They may not want to. They may not own up to it. I don't know.
Or just complain about your friend that claims to be a vegetarian who eats beef.
That's what I'm doing.
I'm a vegetarian, but I'm eating bacon today.
You're not a vegetarian. So I have a beef with vegetarians, specifically the ones that say, I'm a vegetarian, but I like to eat meat every once in a while. You're not a vegetarian. All right.
Well, Evie sounded, I think it's Evie or Evie, I'm sorry, in Racine. She said, let me explain this when I picked up the phone.
All right, girl, explain yourself.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay. So this is really important because I get this all the time. Like, I do not eat meat regularly. And sometimes people will get a pizza and the meat is done right. And I'll eat it and they'll be like, oh my gosh, did you just put meat in your mouth? And I'm like, yeah, I did. But I got to explain this because, like, since I've been 10 years old, I don't really eat meat. If I go to your house and I don't tell you that I'm a vegetarian, you're going to serve it and I'm going to be rude because I'm not going to eat it.
Uh-huh.
It's just like a texture thing. If I get gristle in my mouth or like the chewy parts, I can't do it.
Yeah.
So it's not really like an animal advocacy thing where I'm like, oh, I have to save these animals or like I'm doing this for health.
Okay.
It's really just like a personal choice. And I find it easier to be like, hey, I don't eat meat so I don't offend somebody or they don't take me somewhere where they're like, hey, we got this huge platter of meat. Let's eat it.
Right.
I can't do it.
Here's a bunch of pepperoni and it's a charcuterie board.
Take her to the Brazilian steakhouse downtown.
Yeah, pretty
with
much.
All the
I mean, that wouldn't be the place that I would want to go. So you almost find it easier to just be like, hey, I really don't eat meat. But then if you have to explain like this big long thing, like, well, I only eat this certain meat, and then people look at you like you're crazy. So it's just easier to just straight up be like, I'm a vegetarian. I don't eat it.
Okay.
Fair.
So
just
it's easier.
A personal thing. It has nothing to do with animal advocacy, as she
right.
said.
And you just do it to avoid the conversation because you don't want to deal with it. It's just a personal
Honestly,
choice.
Yes, because once you get into explaining the logistics, people still look at you like you're crazy. So it's kind of a lose-lose situation.
What you're saying is, let me sum this up. When you start explaining your personal choices, people like Riggs stare at you and go, I don't get it.
I don't get you.
I don't get
you. Yeah, pretty much.
I do
but
get
then,
it now, though.
I don't want to be rude. I want to cater to everybody. So it's just easier to then eat the vegetarian option when I'm with those people. But
right.
then do what I do as far as my preferences go when I'm by myself.
Okay.
All right.
So you're a vegetarian just when when you need to be for convenience.
Yes.
Oh, listen to him. Listen to him trying to throw a wrench in what you eat every day.
Thanks so much for listening this morning.
Thanks for having me.
Have a good one.
Alyssa's in Whitefish Bay.
That was just another incognito vegetarian.
I don't know. I didn't ask her.
Hi, Alyssa. Good morning.
Hi.
Hi.
Actually, I've been vegan for almost 15 years, and I agree with you that it's like crazy when people say, like, oh, I'm vegan or I'm vegetarian, and then they're not all the time. I feel like it makes it harder for people who actually are, because then people think, oh, it's flexible. And,
well,
like,
a question then.
What's that?
So, okay, so it bugs her. Why are people then cheating, or do they not realize what they're eating isn't vegan? Or I'm
like, if you ate an egg,
Alyssa, she's the vegan. So, like, Alyssa, what do you see when somebody's says they're a vegan? They're eating what, and what's their excuse? I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's not people that I really know personally, but like, I've seen a lot of people be like, oh, I'm vegan, and then like, they'll post like eating eggs or something like that. And it's like, okay, well, you're not really vegan if you're eating eggs and you're eating
eggs with cheese.
You know, ice cream or a cheese sandwich or whatever. Like,
what do they think vegan is? That's why I'm so curious.
They get confused.
They think it's a vegetarian or something.
Maybe. I don't know if it's people that are confused or if they just think that they can be vegan most of the time and then like just cheat sometimes. I'm not really sure. Like, I don't do that.
They must not know what a vegan is.
If you're vegan, you know
there's a difference.
If you're vegan, you eliminate a lot of your diet. Like, you have to have a lot of substitutes for things that you normally would eat, like cheese, milk, eggs, like you said.
It's a lot harder than just being a vegetarian.
Mm-hmm.
That's right, yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you've kind of shed a little bit of light, I guess. I'm still confused about vegetarians. Thanks for calling this morning. I just eat whatever the hell I want.
And we found people eat whatever the hell they want, so whatever.
Just don't call yourself a vegetarian when you're eating meat.
No, because it's like somebody on a diet eating a cookie, and you're going to roll your eyes at that, too.
My
point is, we all do stupid stuff when we eat, right?
Of course.
Maybe.
Especially when we eat our feelings. We got more tickets to see Coldplay. They're going to be in Chicago. Win them all week long. Tomorrow morning, 7:45, your next chance to win.
Mm-hmm.
103.7 KISS FM. Watch out for deer, and I mean that. I really do. Watch out for deer. And I found out why.
The Bucks are real deer.
Well, the Bucks, of course, they're back tonight, by the way. Thanks for mentioning that, Allie.
Go Bucks.
Yes, the deer.
Uh-huh.
Fear the deer.
I got puns. I got dad puns.
Right? So fear the deer on the court, but also fear the deer when you steer on the road, because apparently this is the time of season when the Bucks are out looking to mate, and Bucks are not the smartest of creatures.
Okay.
So they're out just looking for love right now, which means that their self-preservation mode goes down. So they will just cross the street. If they see a doe on the other side of the street, they're just going to run after it. it. They're just darting after it. They're not even thinking about, is there a street? Uh-huh. Is there a car or anything coming? So, especially in like the rural areas, the DNR is said to be mindful of deer over the next 6 weeks. And that's is the only place in the country where we can make a deer announcement.
Can
Wisconsin.
I complain? Because
Why?
I've been watching deer for the, forget the next 6 weeks, the last 6 weeks. I mean, it's not like
they're everywhere.
It's not like I need to start. I've been doing, you know what I mean? They're just everywhere all year round. It used to be in the fall. I get it. You see them, but now I'm like, I just see them all year.
They're like
they're
rats
everywhere.
There are rats with hooves. There's a reason there's gun deer season. They got to thin out their herd.
You hate deer so much. You said they're not smart like you know them personally. You said they're
stupid. They eat people's crops. They're annoying. I've known too many people that have nice things in their backyard that get ruined by deer. Plants, vegetables they're growing for their family to eat. And the deer just come in and take it.
But we're on their land.
No, I own my property.
Fair.
I don't care about nature.
Fair.
I don't care about nature. I'll protect my property.
All of a sudden.
Stay on my ground.
Imagine someone walked into your house and said, this is my property. Oh.
I'm just walking in, taking food off your table.
Oh, man.
Well, you bought it here.
Well,
so.
Today on the show, we learned Riggs hates deer.
I do hate deer
so
much.
And I have a soft spot for them.
You think they're dumb. Stupid deer.
You're so mean.
They shouldn't be so dumb.
You're hurting their feelings.
Good.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
So, Lady Gaga has been very open and honest about her love for Britney Spears.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Lady Gaga even said she wrote the song Telephone about the princess of pop, Britney Spears. That was her inspiration when she wrote that song.
That was such a good song.
Yeah. So then I'm watching this video of Lady Gaga yesterday, and she posted a video of her on stage going, hey, everyone, here's me at 15 years old at a Britney Spears concert.
15?
So then I started thinking, and I went, wait. Britney Spears is older than Lady Gaga. I cannot process this.
By how much, though?
5 years!
5 years.
Britney's going to be 40. Lady Gaga's 35. So I started thinking in my mind, we think of Britney as a child.
Yeah.
I couldn't even process that when I put it, that Britney is... Lady Gaga in high school was watching Britney Spears at concerts.
Yeah.
That's
how old
wild.
Was Gaga at that concert?
15, 15? She said.
So Britney's 20 on stage performing. Uh-huh.
Lady Gaga's just a 15-year-old who wants a music career one day.
I guess I never really thought about their ages like that until Lady Gaga posted that video and put it in perspective, like you said, Allie.
I couldn't process that Britney Spears is 5 years older than Lady Gaga.
I thought they were about the same age.
I didn't. I thought Lady Gaga was way older because she carries herself like an old soul.
Gaga, yeah.
100%
well,
Lady
like the,
Gaga.
Well, like the Tony Bennett album and stuff like that.
Well, even the stuff that comes out of her mouth, she's very deep and insightful. She's not a young soul. She's an old soul.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So... Yeah. I just couldn't believe that when Lady Gaga, Lady Gaga's 5 years younger than Britney. Share that at your water cooler today.
Hanging out at Britney shows. Lay it on me. Give me some new terms. Give me something to tell you later today when I'm annoyed with you.
Ways that people passively aggressively say bleep you.
I wonder if any of these have been said to me before.
One of my personal favorites. You do you. That's my way of saying bleep you. Some other ways.
Have you used that
say,
before?
You do, yes. It means I don't agree with you. I think you're a moron, but you do you. Yeah, totally I've used that one.
Yeah.
Another phrase people use instead of saying bleep you, bless your heart.
that's one that happens in the South, too.
Mm-hmm.
When they don't agree with you, go, oh, bless your heart.
Another code word for bleep you.
Yeah.
Good luck with that.
Oh, that's a good one. I think my wife has said that to me before when I've gone and done something that she didn't agree with.
I don't even live in your house, and I guarantee your wife has said good luck with that.
Good luck with that.
Which is code words for bleep you.
Yeah.
And then finally, here's one more I'll add to the list. Let me know how that goes for you.
You don't want to know how it goes.
Code words.
You know it's going to go bad.
Yeah, for bleep you. So what are the passive aggressive ways we say screw off to people? You do you may be my most used. You do you. It means I think you're stupid. So be worried if I say you do you.
I think our boss has one. He goes, I don't hate that idea.
Ah, which means he thinks you suck, but he's trying to be nice.
Yes.
Ah.
I don't hate that idea. It means it's not a good idea. Think of something else.
It's true.
100%.
Code words for bleep you. Bless your heart. You do you.
Yep.
Good luck with that. Let me know how that goes for you. And I don't hate that idea.
I think let me know how that goes for you is probably one of the bigger ones, I think. Because that implies that you know it's going to go bad. Mm-hmm. And you're just like letting somebody walk in front of a bus into oncoming traffic.
Or you think it's going to go bad, but they don't care.
They don't care, yeah.
No.
Yes.
So you're like, let me know how that goes for you.
Those are all totally Allie sayings that you could put on t-shirts, by the way. All of them.
You know what's funny? I could put all of these sayings on t-shirts, I'd be fine with just bleep you. Like, I don't need the code words.
I don't need the
you do you, bless your heart. I'll just say it.
Maybe you need to say it to your kids sometimes. So that could be a polite way to tell your kids to bleep off. Let me know how that goes.
Riggs, I should say these things to my kids because instead I say to them, come on, stop being a moron. What are you doing over there?
Do you have some of these that you use? You can call or you can text them in. 414-799-1037. It's alternate ways of telling people to bleep off.
A smile with a basic, okay, says bleep off. Somebody texted
an emoji.
Just okay.
Good luck with that. Let me know how that goes for you.
Code words for bleep you.
Yeah, or bleep off.
The ones we said already were, bless your heart.
Uh-huh.
You do you.
Yep.
Good luck with that.
Mm-hmm.
Let me know how that goes for you. All code words for how you tell someone to bleep off.
And that's not the worst idea I've ever heard. Yeah. I don't hate that idea.
Was Riggs' edition.
Yeah, that's what our boss says to us sometimes.
I love the texts right now because our listeners give me life.
Yeah, 414-799-1037.
Funny. Somebody texted in when you say, if it makes sense to you.
Okay.
Somebody else texted in, feel free to do that.
Yeah.
Feel free to do that.
Uh-huh.
That means I think you're doing something wrong.
Uh-huh. AKA bleep you.
Have fun. Another one. Have fun. Have fun with that. Or have fun with that.
No, that's... Yeah.
Have fun with that. Or have a nice life, which is really just very to the point. Actually, have a nice life really is bleep you without...
bleep you.
You don't need a code word.
Yeah, I don't care what happens for the rest of your life. I just hope that you have a nice one, whatever it is you happen to be doing.
And somebody else texted in and said, yeah, not today. Means bleep off.
So just be on the alert for these sayings when they come up to you.
Right. Riggs, you do you.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Bless your heart, Allie.
Mm-hmm.
Bless your heart.
Bleep me, bleep you.
Let's get some time.
Riggs and Allie. Riggs and Allie. Weekday mornings. And always on demand with the Odyssey app or at 1037kissfm.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.